Vanderbilt won its second NCAA baseball title in the last five seasons with an 8-2 victory over Michigan in last year's College Baseball World Series finale. Vandy finished with an impressive 59-12 record in 2019. Hello, everybody. This Sports and Commentary. My name's Greg Stewart. This is a show you help sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can check us out online for all the info you need to connect and support the show at WWIB.com. Phil Clark was Vanderbilt's cleanup hitter last season, batting .316 with six homers and 59 runs batted in 54 games. The former Tennessee State High School Player of the Year is now in his first full season in the Toronto Blue Jays organization. He's been with me on the show this week, and he is back to talk more baseball and talk about his faith a bit here, too, on the program. So, Phil, before we visit about Jesus and how he's changed your heart and your life, thrilling end of the season for you in the ball club in Omaha, but preceding that, in the Southeastern Conference Championship Series, you had a walk-off hit in the SEC title game. That had to be a huge moment for you, too.
It was incredible. You know, like, I don't know how many walk-offs I've had in my life. That might be the first one. Maybe one when I was 12. But it really was incredible just to win that game in general. You know, we were down 9-1 at one point, and just to come back and win that game for our team was something unbelievable that I've never been a part of before.
Mm-hmm. So you had 2 years of college eligibility left at Vanderbilt, but Major League Baseball came calling. The Toronto Blue Jays picked you in the ninth round, gave you fourth-round money. They backed up the Brinks truck. And it was an offer you couldn't refuse. So how tough was it for you to say goodbye to college ball and go pro?
It was an extremely hard decision. You know, it's something I prayed about basically every night starting in high school, is just, you know, show me my plan for baseball. Like, and you know, I knew I had an opportunity to be a draft eligible sophomore, but you know, what I didn't anticipate was the relationships I'd make at Vanderbilt. And you know, it was definitely an incredibly hard decision. Winning a national championship really helped put my mind at ease. And living in Nashville in the off season, I still get to see my friends, you know, my teammates, my friends at Vanderbilt. But you know, professional baseball, just, it was an opportunity I couldn't pass up, and I still get to finish my degree and play baseball for a living. So it's the best of both worlds, and you know, I really couldn't imagine a better situation.
Mm, terrific. So as a believer, as a follower of Jesus, how do you feel that he has prepared your life and your heart to begin this journey of professional baseball?
I really think that, you know, growing up, I think he put a lot of adversity in my baseball career for me to handle. And I think that he let me fail a lot, you know, with trying to take it into my own hands, so that I was prepared for when I was a professional. So like I said earlier, just take it out of my own hands. And it really is such a freeing thing to be able to do in a game of failure, to not have so much pressure on yourself, but to submit to God's greater plan for you. And I think that he's also put a lot of opportunities in front of me to share my faith, or you know, witness my faith to other people, just in the way I act on the field or off the field. You know, kind of trying to go out of my way to make an impact on young kids or people in the community. And you know, I'm really thankful for the platform he's given me. And I think, you know, that's the reason I'm playing, is to be able to do that and be able to glorify him through, you know, the skills he's given me.
Excellent. Terrific. Well, Phil, last year you played short season ball, signing that contract with the Jays coming out of the College World Series. This year, full season in professional baseball. I think you told me you're going to go to, was it Lansing, play A-ball there, you thought, Lansing, Michigan. Tell me about the Blue Jays organization. What do you think of it?
I love the organization. It reminds me a lot of Vanderbilt. They care a lot about what kind of person you are, your character, your leadership skills, and they really draft high-character guys and have high-character guys in the front office. So I think it's a great organization. I think they're doing something really special with building with young talent, and I think that in a couple of years they're going to be contenders, and hopefully I'm a part of that.
Yeah, I know you will, and you are a high-character guy yourself, so I know the Jays are thrilled to have you. Catcher Phil Clark from Vanderbilt, the guy they called the Hitman because he was so great at the plate, and he's been great on sports and commentary. Phil Clark, thank you for coming back. I sure appreciate it. God bless you.
Thanks, Greg. God bless you.